The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
The registrar's fingernails are chewed to the flesh. She asks me why I am here. The floor feels wet beneath my feet. Maybe from the tears that have been shed in here and never quite dried up. Births, marriages, deaths. People cry at all of them. She looks up from underneath her glasses. She won't believe the story I have for her.
Nine Lives by Anna Maria Murphy.
Dad! I'm home!
3 weeks earlier, I arrive home to find my father, Patrick John Hayes, is drowning in his bed.
Beth, where are you? I can't swim.
It's all right, Dad. You're here, in your bed.
Your hands are wet.
No, Dad, they're not.
No, of course they're not. I'm an old duffer. What was that?
Oh, it's the boiler again.
Call Bill, will you, love? Damn thing. It's like me, you're running out of steam.
Well, you're not bad for 91.
91? I could be older.
What?
When you've never been born, there's no telling how old you are.
Don't start this again. It'll upset us both. You see?
I'm fine. Oh. Help me to sit up, will you, sweetheart?
In town, the mizzle washes the streets grey, and the day trippers huddle in cagoules, their breath making steam clouds on the knick-knack shop windows. Knick-knack, knick-knack. Mrs. Knowles lifts her latch.
How's your father, Beth?
Same, Mrs. Knowles. How's Arthur?
Half dead, in his bed. Lost his teeth. I've called the police. They're looking into it. Sergeant thinks he's taking it very seriously. There's a teeth thief about, Beth. Tell your father to keep his in sight.
He's got his own, Mrs. Knowles.
Oh, always did have good teeth, your dad.
Anything you need from the shops, Mrs. Knowles?
You walking out with anyone? My son's still single.
Kenneth Knowles lives at home in the back room. Sits on the harbour's edge most nights with binoculars, hoping to spot Griselda, the albino conger eel, said to haunt these waters.
I'm too busy for all that, looking after dad and work. Short-staffed at the hospital at the moment.
Oh. Could be the hospital's responsible. What with all the cuts?
What for?
Arthur's missing teeth.
Beth?
Yes, Dad?
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you see the captain? Tall man, moustache.
I can see him. Dunkirk. I've heard this story so often, I'm almost there.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Abel Seaman,
Patrick John Rice. No, sir, I mean Patrick John Hayes. Not Rice, Hayes.
Why did you change your name?
Long story, sir.
How old are you?
17, sir.
17?
18. Definitely 18.
What's the date?
It's spring, sir. But nothing's in bloom here, except for the bombs.
What year?
2014. I mean, 1940.
And where are you?
I'm in my bed. Daughter tucked me in. No. Dunkirk. We're in Dunkirk. I'm as spick and span as a new spoon. Boots spitty licked, trouser crease, a knife's edge. Deck scrubbed, brass rubbed. The ocean's been iron flat. Chains greased, anchor dropped. Trouble is, sir, me mind's in a sheepshank knot. Can't sleep, sir. Hands shaky as a cold dock. Can't hold a gun, sir.
You afraid?
No, sir, not me. Excuse me, sir, but who's that behind you? Him with fish coming from his eye sockets. Why, it's Lance Corporal Higgins from the bunk below. I did, Higgins. I told your mother and your girl. They hugged me strong as if I was you and you were I.
There's every type of boat here. Hulks of grey steel, stubby tugs, schooners.
Anything that could float and fit a man aboard. I think I see a beach of a million boulders, but they're moving. And I know then that it's men, huddled for warmth against the driving rain.
There's no space between the boats. You could almost walk from one to the other. But the wash from the other ships makes us lurch like drunks.
But I got me sea legs. I made of brine and blood, rope and chain. I see the body of Johnny No-Name in the water. He's a floating bloater now. Remember him as he was, shall us, sir? Goodbye, don't cry. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Don't look in the water, love.
Dad. You okay? I got the tablets. They should help.
It was the body. Not much left of him. Did I tell you I saw a girl on the shore?
Yes, Dad. The mysterious girl who saved his life.
Kept seeing her. Then she saved me. I couldn't swim, really. Said I could, but couldn't. She waded in and threw me a piece of driftwood. Part of a rowing boat, must have been. It had a name on it. Sea Sprite. Sea Sprite kept me afloat.
I'll open the windows. Mrs. Knowles asked after you. Arthur's lost his teeth again.
I think she hides the teeth so he can't answer back.
You could be right.
Dottie Knowles used to be a beauty, like your mother.
Really? Oh, let me take that.
Oh, you do enough in the hospital.
Oh, I don't mind, Dad.
I'm
honest.
Doing it.
Oh, Dad, for heaven's sake. Are you okay? Come on. Come on, let's get you up. There we go.
I'm a useless old fool. I shouldn't still be alive.
Please, Dad.
Put me in a bloody hole. Oh,
don't start that again.
You shouldn't be here looking after me. Be easier if I'd lost me marbles.
Well, you haven't.
I can't even cut me own nails.
I don't mind doing it.
Bloody hands bent over.
It's true. They're curled over so his fingers meet his palms. He can't play his guitar anymore. He used to make it sing.
Can we go to Italy?
Italy?
Back to Naples.
Oh,
You think I'm past it?
No. You're not well enough at the moment.
I feel I'm getting better.
Right. That's good. I'll have to get you a passport then. Where's your birth certificate?
Can't remember.
Brilliant. Where are you now?
The port of Napoli. 1944, on shore leave.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli.
Naples. Never seen it. But I know it well. I've been there with him in his stories. We're in the port. His ship, a grey king, amongst the debris of the fishing boats and Italian warships. He cuts a swagger, does my dad. 21, sharp in his sailor's uniform, with his guitar swung over one shoulder.
Always dreamt of going to Naples. I knew all the songs, you see. But this is a ruined place, with a ruined people. The smell makes me choke. Small fires in oil drums, with a gathering of the huddled around them. Shoeless children sleeping in the rubble. There are rows of women leaning on broken walls, some with babies on their backs, selling...
What are they selling?
Nothing that you would want. One shoe, a broken jar, crucifixes. underwear. Themselves.
It's $1 for kiss, $1 for shoe, $1 for love.
And then I see...
Isabella.
Yes. Isabella. She doesn't look up. She's sitting with her head in her hands. A piece of cloth in front of her with...
With coloured glass.
Yeah.
Fragments of church windows.
Yeah.
A dove with one wing. Noah without his ark.
That's right. I throw some money on the cloth and a bar of chocolate.
You pick up a shard of glass.
And I cut my hand on it.
The blood drips onto the cloth.
And she looks up.
You hurt?
Just a cut.
Let me wrap it.
You speak English?
I meet many men.
You bought all the glass on her cloth.
I took her for something to eat. Pasta, of course. She was ravenous.
She ate yours as well.
She did.
The cafe owner asked you to play your guitar.
I spent that week with her. Never saw her again. She was my first love. Pass me my box, will you, love?
He keeps the box under the bed. It has photos and documents in it, and the glass fragments he bought from Isabella that day.
Right.
Ah, here's her picture, Dad.
My will's still in there?
Yes, Dad. It hasn't moved since I looked last week.
Look, it's here, mm-hmm. with my birth certificate. Come on, Dad, where's yours?
Where's my what?
Your birth certificate.
I haven't got one, I told you. I was never born.
Oh, of course you were born.
I've been alive forever. Had 9 lives or more.
Hello? Hello?
That'll be Bill. I've asked him to check the boiler.
Again?
Why don't you invite him for lunch?
I haven't got time.
That man's heart aches for you. Always has.
Dad, shh. Oh, come in, Bill.
I'll just go and eat it, shall I?
The utility room is windowless. Dad's bed sheets are hanging in there to dry out. They shake and shudder to the vibrations of the boiler.
How is it?
Could do with a new one, really, Beth.
Oh, I know. Dad says the two of them will go together, the boiler and him.
He shuffles from foot to foot.
Right.
A sneeze of dust rises from his boots.
I brought you some carrots.
Great.
I'm all right for carrots. Got a bucket full of them.
4 carrots, Bill. Lovely. We've just run out, haven't we, Beth?
Yes, Dad.
Some lovely onions coming up. You could pop down to my allotment sometime if you're passing.
I'm a bit busy at the moment,
oh,
Bill.
Of course. Well, I'll be off then.
Bye, Mr. Ace.
Call me Patrick. You've been hitting my boiler for long enough.
Yes. Goodbye, then.
We have to part the bed sheets to leave.
Oh, sorry you caught him.
Oops.
You look like...
It's around your neck, it is. I'll just help you.
No,
just...
no, stop.
I'll pop by in a few days to see how it's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure we'd be fine.
Right, bye.
That was a bit cruel, Beth.
What do you mean?
I could have said, yes, I'd love to pop down to your allotment sometime. You need some fun.
Fun? A trip to Bill's allotment?
You'd be surprised. Too late now. You've wounded him.
Oh, Dad.
Leave me now. I need to rest.
Fine.
Put the box on the bookshelf, will you, love? It keeps me awake at night under the bed.
How can a box keep you awake?
You can't keep quiet.
Now listen, Dad. Without that birth certificate, we can't go to Italy.
He sleeps, his chest rattling like that boiler. I look again through his box for evidence of his birth. Nothing. I can't hear it talking like he can. I've made an appointment with the registrar. Try and shed some light on his birth. Kenneth's on the little pier with his binoculars again. Still looking for signs of Griselda. I try to scurry past Mrs. Knowles' house, but she spots me. She's watering her plants half to death, even though it's about to rain.
Hello, Beth!
Hello, Mrs. Knowles. Can't stop, got an appointment.
Oh, yes? Doctor?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not telling her. It'll be round the town quicker than you can say conger eel.
How's Arthur?
His Long John's been taken, Nan.
Really?
Off the washing line.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not as terrible as the Long Johns themselves. They have flapped daily like forlorn bunting ever since anyone can remember.
Your father got any we could borrow?
Afraid not.
Anyone died at the hospital? The dead got no need of Long Johns.
I'll ask, Mrs. Knowles.
Someone's been wearing his boots, too.
Pardon?
Arthur's boots. They're often wet in the morning.
Everyone knows that Arthur sneaks out most nights for a drink in the Three Pilchards.
Got a bow yet, Beth? One of those doctors, Kenneth,
let's
is still...
Let's be off now, Mrs. Knowles.
Wait a minute!
She scuttles off into her house.
Here's some of my chutney. Your father loves my chutney.
He doesn't.
Thank you.
Her chutney is notorious.
Miss Hayes, have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
He looks worried. Maybe she thinks the chutney's for her.
Knowles, chutney for my dad.
Oh,
it's about his birth certificate.
Ah, yeah. Now, I found a relevant book of the year your grandmother got married. She was married to a Harold Rice, is that right?
Yes, but my father changed his name to Hayes. Don't know why. I was wondering if there's any record of his birth.
Oh, right. Let me see.
Oh, Reg, he's lovely. Patrick is lovely.
What was that?
What was what?
Thought I heard a voice, a woman's.
I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. So are there any births registered to them?
Nothing that I can see. That is odd.
Is there an entry for Harold Rice's death, my granddad?
Do you know how old he was?
No, I never met him. He was never talked about.
Harold Rice. No, nothing. No death registered for your grandfather and no birth registered for your father. How old was your dad when he changed his name?
16 or 17, I believe.
Miriam! Darling!
Reg!
Did you hear that?
What?
Oh, don't worry. Why would there be no record of his birth?
Any number of reasons. Lost records or maybe some doubt
just
as to his...
It doesn't make any sense.
How old is your father?
He says he's been alive forever.
Right.
That he was never born. Not true, of course, right?
It's not common. I'll get my clerk to look through the books, see if you can get your dad to give some details.
Thank you. I'll try.
Oh, don't forget your chutney.
I'm home, Dad. I bring chutney.
Mrs. Knowles?
Yes.
His boots are by the door, newly wet with sand.
Put it with the others.
You've been out, Dad. That's good.
Yeah. Quick look at the sea. Knackered now. Saw Kenneth on the prom.
Yes, I saw him too. Do you think it's true? Is there an albino eel?
I've seen stranger.
He's seen a sea of sweethearts. Faces upwards, floating from sailors' pockets. He's seen green, sulphurous sunsets. He's seen cormorants perched on islands of soldiers. He's fished out men and thrown them back over. He's watched them dancing, doing the polka with a pilchard. And I've seen them too. I've longed to reach out and touch his hand sometimes in those stories.
There's too much mud. We can't get our boots off. If we do, the skin comes off with them.
Dad?
He's on the wire. Well, bits of him are.
Where are you, Dad? Dunkirk again?
No. On the front.
I've never heard this story before.
The front?
We shiver all the time. Some say it's from the cold. I know it's fear.
Where are you, Dad?
I told you, on the front. Ypres, it's 1916.
Who's there?
Young men. Younger than me. Harold's here. My father. He doesn't see me. He never has. He's crying. Never seen him cry.
Dad, you can't have been there. You weren't born in 1916.
Wasn't I? Are you sure? I'm awful tired, sweetheart. I've done a new will. Bill witnessed it.
Another one?
Just to be on the safe side. Put it up in that box on the top of the bookshelf, will you?
Another will. Exactly the same as all the others, I expect. What's this? From a book, a bundle of photographs fall. They seem to float down in slow motion like feathers. There's a gasp in the air, but I'm not sure if it was me who made it.
Reg!
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Hello? I pick them up and sit on the stepladder. A whisper of dust comes from them. There are photos of Dottie and Arthur Knowles' place, but without the pebble dash. And there is one of a man in his 30s on a beach smiling. It's Dad. I've not seen this one before. On the back it says Mr. Hayes, 1926. He would only have been about 5 years old in 1926.
Dad, why does this picture of you say 1926 on the back of it?
Picture of me?
Look. That's you. And look at the date.
I told you. I have lived forever. Can we get out of this damn house for a while?
We walk down to the harbour. Not so near that the salt spray will mist us, but near enough to hear its drum rolls. It's Sunday. The air thick with roasts. Men late for their dinners stumble from the three pilchards.
Some things don't change.
Dad leans on me and takes great gulps of air, as if there wasn't enough of it to go around. We sit on a bench. There's Bill on the strand line, back bent, gathering I don't know what in a basket.
Oh, it's Bill. Hello, Bill.
But he doesn't hear me.
Dad.
I know what you're going to ask me.
Do you?
Harold Rice, my father.
Yes.
He was hardly there. When he came home, he sank into an armchair in the parlour with the lights off.
What did your mum do?
She tried to keep me away from him. Mum, can I go in and see Da?
Dad?
I'm home. My mother is here. She's telling me to be quiet.
Knock on the door quietly, darling.
Yeah.
Turn the key slowly, sweetheart. Don't make the floorboards creak, Patrick.
No.
He doesn't like to be startled.
Yes, Mum.
Don't worry. I can't boil the kettle in case it sings. I've put mufflers on the birds and shushed the wind. Harold? I've told the boy to keep quiet. He's on his tippy toes.
Da? It's me, Patrick.
Who's that you're talking to?
You, Da.
No, I'm not here at the moment.
Where are you, Da?
I'm down in the mud, boy. With the itchy men. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Else there'll be no flesh left on our bones. Can't feel my feet. Swelled up like a pufferfish.
But, Dad...
What's that, Sergeant?
It's me, Dad. I'm here.
There he is, my dad. A skinny-legged boy in long shorts. He's sitting at a kitchen table with a tin boat, looking at his dad.
Stand attention, boy!
Who's here?
Not as many as this morning. Lost Jimmy Perkins, Tommy Rowe, he was a good old boy. Len Le Pen lost his writing home. Trotter Harris won't be dancing tonight.
Dad!
Stop caring in that trench, lad. We'll go over together. How old did you say you were?
7, Dad.
7. Not too young to fight. Tell your mother it's too loud, whatever she's doing. Can't hear the orders. Sam Venn's pissed himself. Could be worse. Quick, boy, under the table.
But, Dad...
Do as you're told. Here he comes.
Dad's under the table, shivering. He tries to reach out for Harold's hand, but Harold doesn't see it.
Oh, Dad.
So I take his hand instead. It's a map of his age.
He was shell-shocked. First World War.
What did he do after?
A salesman. When I was 9, he stayed away for longer than usual. He never came back. I never remember him looking me in the eye.
Must have been hard for Grandma.
Yeah, it was. The Knowles family looked out for us. Arthur's dad and his wife. Your grandma kept the house quiet for months in case he came home.
So why was he a Rice and us Hayes?
Look, there's Bill. Hello, Bill.
Afternoon, Mr. Hayes. Beth?
He has a basket on his back. In it are twists of rope, pink sea buoys, bottles, rubber gloves, lobster tags and bones. His hair is a squall.
Can't stop. Heavy load. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Bill. Missed your chance there, girl.
What do you mean?
Rejected him. He'll be too shy to ask again.
Night's coming. The clouds are bruised. The next day, I'm walking back from work and I see Dottie Knowles behind her net curtains. She has the hope of visitors in her eyes. She has 2 types of door knocker, a buzzer and a bell. If someone does call, she doesn't want to miss them.
Beth!
Hello.
What a surprise. Come in. I was just out the back hanging Arthur's new long johns. He feels the cold, poor bugger. The police are keeping the case open.
Which case is that, Mrs. Knowles?
The missing long johns.
Oh, I see.
Anything wrong, love?
No, just thought I'd pop by, see if you needed anything.
Oh, the table looks lovely.
Oh
yes, I just laid out the tea things. We always have high tea on a...
It's Wednesday today.
Yes, we always have high tea on a Wednesday. Sit down.
Thank you.
It's Lapsong Shoesong, or Early Grey if you prefer. Or I've got some of that robust that some people like.
Early Grey be lovely. What's that picture? Looks like one I found in Dad's papers.
Oh, that's my Arthur and your Dad when they were little, out in the yard. Oh, here he is.
Hello, Miss Knowles.
Sit down, Arthur. He can't speak at the moment. We still haven't got the right teeth. Huh. Tea, dear? Of course he can't have cake. You can't have cake.
I take a bite into it and nearly choke. It's very salty.
Oh, your eyes are watering, Beth. More cake?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh. She looks upset.
But I know Dad would love some, if you can spare it.
I wrap it up. Arthur, go and wrap this up for Beth.
As I'm leaving, Arthur hands me the wrapped-up cake and gives me a sly wink. I walk along towards the sea. I sit down on a bench and decide to give the gulls the benefit of Dottie Knowles' salty cake. But underneath the cake is another photo and a bundle of letters. The photo is of the same man as before, the man from 1926, the man who looks like Dad but can't be. He's holding a child. I open the first letter. 21st of May, 1930. My dear Miriam, thank you for the picture of Patrick and I on the beach. Was he 5 then or 6?
How he's grown.
How he's grown.
As I know, of course they do. I saw you from a distance today. You were on the promenade with your hair blowing out behind you. Then all around your face, making you laugh. I wanted to run over and smooth it down and tuck it back into your hat. I know you saw me because you pointed out a bird to Patrick so that he would look away, and you waved at me. I waved back, but you may have missed it. Leave me a letter at the Knowles' house, my dear, and I shall leave you another. Fondest love, Reg.
Oh. I open another letter. Christmas, 1931, Lion's Tea Rooms, Piccadilly, London. My dear Miriam, how lovely it was to see you yesterday and hold your hand.
I hope the journey home was bearable. I stood on that platform waving like an idiot till the train was a disappearing spot. I'm back at our table in the tea room. It's filled with lovers and smoke and families laden with Christmas packages. Thank you for the photograph of Patrick. It is lovely to have my own picture. Any news of Harold, I wonder? Leave me a letter at the Knowles's. I will be back soon. All my love, Reg.
September 1933. Dearest Reg, my love, Patrick has had chicken pox, so that's why there have been no letters for a while.
He's been off school. I hope you haven't been worried. I missed your waves this last week. Your Miriam.
October 1933 to Reg Hayes.
Dear Reggie, there's been no news of Harold now for some time. This is the very longest he has ever been away, and I don't think he'll return. Please call on us whenever you like. Patrick loves your visits. He grows more like you every day. All my love, Miriam.
Reg Hayes. The tall man in the picture with Dad on his shoulders. My granny's lover. My dad's father. My grandfather. Over to the west, before you reach the coast path, are the town's allotments. They slope down almost to the shore. Which one is Bill's? Then I see the basket with his collection from the Strand line. His beds are made from crates and wrecked lobster pots. Among the vegetables that are borders of cornflowers and sea pinks. But then, most extraordinary of all, are structures which seem to grow from the ground. A creature, wings of netting and fish spine, an anchor for its tail, a tower of shell and buoys and rubber gloves that twists like a helter-skelter, a weather vane of rusted tins and aerials that plays the tunes of the breeze as it turns. Bill has his back to me. He's working on a new one. It seems to be a long eel, with its tail pointing east and its head west. It's made from white china fragments.
Hello, Bill.
Beth.
I was just passing.
I can't believe I've just said that.
Come on down.
I've bought some cake.
Lovely. I'll make some tea. Come in.
He disappears into a shed. It's an old boathouse. Inside, there is a tiny stove. I swear the boathouse is moving, as if riding a wave. I fall against him.
I better get the... Excuse me.
She thinks she's still at sea.
Who?
The Marianne. The boathouse was once part of the Marianne lugger. Sometimes I find a fish in you, or a crab.
He's not awkward here. It's me who's like a leaf in a hurricane.
Here you go, then. Tea.
Thanks.
Right, where's this cake, then?
Oh, yes. Here.
Help yourself.
Thanks. Delicious. Might have it later.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. It's one of Dotty Knowles's. It's a present for Dad.
Yeah, that explains it. How is he?
He's drifting more. Did you know, he tells me he was never born. Of course he was. There's no record of his birth, though.
Really?
Found out that my granny's husband, Harold Rice, simply disappeared from their lives. And then, before he went into the Navy, Dad changed his name from Rice to Hayes.
Do you know why?
I think I do. Oh! What was that?
I need to tether her down. Oh. She's restless.
Okay.
You should ask him again.
Oh, I'm scared
to. Maybe he doesn't know himself and needs you to find out.
Maybe.
The boathouse lurches again. Oh! I fall against him. I wish he'd kiss me. Can you spare any vegetables? We'll make Dad a stew.
Yeah, of course.
Come round sometime, if you like. Dad would love to see you.
And so would I.
I'd love to.
I watch him pull up his plants. He gives me a basket of them. In amongst them is a bunch of cornflowers. Oh, bugger it.
Forgotten something?
Yes. I'm home, Dad. I'm making a stew. Bill's veg. Oh,
you've been there, then, to the allotment?
Yes.
I place the bundle of letters on his lap. I know he recognises his mother's handwriting. I give his hand a squeeze.
Where are these from?
Dotty and Arthur Knowles. Whiskey?
Yes, please, sweetheart.
I leave him alone with Reg and Miriam. I hear him read the letters, mouthing the words under his breath. I think I hear him cry. It's something to hear your father cry. Here you go.
Thank you.
Did you know, Dad?
Not for certain. I loved Reg Hayes, though. He never lived with us officially, as Mum could never divorce. But he seemed to always be there. I called him Uncle. It would be different now. Mum was afraid of Harold returning, but he never did.
Was Harold a cruel man?
Not cruel. Cold. Damaged. Lost his friends in the trenches. Never got over it. I only saw him cry once. That time on the front.
But, Dad, you can't have... He looks at me. Maybe he was there. Like me. In Harold's stories. He's coughing again. He spits it out.
Dad.
It has a streak of crimson in it.
Dad! You okay? Oh.
The sun's out, shining on the garden, illuminating each blade of grass. But in the house, it's cold. And then the rain comes. In our front room, through the ceiling, the windows, down the chimney. The carpet turns to mud. The brown sea is lapping at the fireplace. There's my father, 17 in his sailor suit.
One of our boys is in the water. He's struggling. The captain tells me, jump in.
But you can't swim, Dad.
I told him I could. Won't let you in the Navy, else. I take my boots off and I jump. Swallowing water. The captain's shouting at me, but I can't hear.
He's drowning. The water is thick and brown.
I see the roof of the sea. I see men drifting and dancing with the currents.
arms outstretched, eyes open, shirts billowing like jellyfish. I see the keels of grey ships and the shadow of seabirds on the surface. I like it down here.
I'm coming, Dad!
I can see the girl. She's wading into the water.
I can see a bit of driftwood. Part of a boat, I think. It says Sea Sprite on it. I grab it and throw it towards my father.
So I hold on to it. The girl is gone. Can't see her. No one saw her. She saved me. Pulled me up. Where I didn't want to come. Glad she did, though. I've got some stories to live yet. I'm gonna hit that damn boiler myself. Take that, you silly old bugger.
So, here I am at the registrar's. Births, marriages, deaths. The water level has gone up slightly since I've been here.
How can I help you? It's my father, Patrick Hayes.
Oh. Do you wish to register his death?
No. It's his birth, actually.
She's entering it in the leather-bound book.
Patrick John Hayes. Born 4th of March, 1923, to Miriam Rice and Reginald Hayes.
Their history now. As I'm walking home, I hold my breath for a moment because I think I can see a man struggling on a rip current. But then I see it's a pair of white long johns doing a crazy dance on the waves. Over on the harbour's edge, I can see Kenneth and his father, Arthur. They're pointing out to sea, and now everyone is rushing to look. Visitors, locals.
What's going on, Mrs. Knowles?
Griselda! Griselda the conger eel! Look!
Arthur's long johns. Free at last. But if I squint my eyes, there she is. Griselda. White as a clear moon, as long as a beloved life, as real as the beach beneath me.
In Nine Lives by Anna Maria Murphy, Beth was played by Airy Thomas, Patrick by Peter Marinka, Bill by Christian Patterson, Mrs. Knowles by Sharon Morgan, Miriam by Airless Bellin, and Reg by Matthew Gravel. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, directed by James Robinson.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.
The sooner you learn the value of things, the better it will be for you.
Ian McKellen stars in Balzac's story of a miserly father and his innocent young daughter.
Even in the dark, I can see the smile on your face.
I shall smile forever.
When an unexpected arrival brings drastic consequences.
Dandy of a nephew, I could howl like a dog!
Rose Tremaine's dramatisation of Eugénie Grandet. On the 27th of July at 3, and is available for 7 days on the Radio 4 website.